Leaders of Springfield's African American community stress the seven principles that are the foundation of Kwanzaa and the significance of each principle in building a stronger family and city. The audience, which included about 50 young children, were encouraged to continue, or in some cases begin, a tradition of celebrating Kwanzaa at home.
And so, my sisters and brothers, I see a bright future. They're sitting right here among us, these young children that are right here. I see a bright future with our city.
The Reverend Talbert Swan, president of the Springfield NAACP chapter, preached about the seven principles, which are unity, self-determination, collective work and responsibility, cooperative economics, purpose, creativity, and faith. The principles are represented by seven candles that are lit during a traditional Kwanzaa ceremony. There's one black candle in the center, with three red candles on one side and three green candles on the other side.
All seven candles help African Americans to remember the long struggle against injustice and against unfairness. And they also represent the promises that unfold as African Americans covenant to work together with each other against this injustice in all its form.
A traditional Kwanzaa table was on display at the City Hall ceremony. In addition to the candles, the table held a unity cup, a basket of fruit, and books. 7-year-old Nathan Stevenson read a poem titled Kwanzaa by Megan Stoddard.
Candles and colors make it a celebration. First fruits, a glimmer of hope. Each principle, a wisdom, saying something new, saying something not so new. Call it Kwanzaa.
Tracy Whitfield talked about the Kwanzaa principle of creative work and responsibility and its significance for a program she started to highlight the assets of Springfield's predominantly black neighborhoods.
You know, there's a lot of negative things that are said, but it's also just as easy to say something positive about Springfield. So in the spirit of Ujima, we must build up our communities collectively together and make a change because it's our responsibility.
Kwanzaa was created in the 1960s by California professor Molina Karenga. It was designed to connect African American communities throughout the world. But each community adds something unique to the observance, according to Kwanzaa historian Ayanna Crawford.
A greater sense of collectiveness, you know, bringing people together that may have some different views, but our central view is about developing the minds of our young people, putting forth a course of action to make change, to make us better, to develop the greatness inside of all of us.
Springfield has had community-based Kwanzaa celebrations since the 1980s. The City Hall Observance Friday was hosted by the Black History Collective, the Renaissance Arts Space, and the Black Leadership Alliance. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.